Hold on. All right. Webinar is now broadcasting. All right.
Okay.
So we're now broadcasting, and it's also recording to the cloud. So everybody should see that in the upper left-hand side.
How do I give the host back to you?
That's a great question. On the right hand, if you hover over me on participants, and then where it says more.
Okay.
Do you see it?
Got it.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay.
I'm trainable.
All right, and everybody should, if they have the participation window open, they should also be able to see the attendees who are on the right-hand side. So right now you have Mike, Nick, and Wendy. And I was going to try one more. Ah, here we are. All right. And we are also going to be broadcasting out on Facebook, on our Facebook page. So not only do we, if they come into Zoom, but if somebody's watching us on Facebook, we're going to be there as well, assuming that works. All right. So,
okay. Are we ready?
Dave, we are. Let me throw that up.
All right. Let's open the April 2020 Board of Fire Commissioners meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
So now we are recognizing our visitors, and Angel, did you you have the list?
yes. Was it Mike Meyer?
Yes. So they can't talk.
Gotcha.
But we can actually.
I just saw Mike, so I wasn't sure.
Yep.
Which Mike? Okay.
All right. So now what we have to do is approve the previous month, the March 2020. Commissioner meeting report. Did anyone have any additions, changes?
I had a question.
Yeah.
What, when I approved of this thing that report, I didn't have any problem, but my question was, what is an airbag controller? That was something that came up in the minutes, and I didn't know what it was.
It's used for rescue operations. So we can either use the jaws of life or these airbags, or just really what they are airbags, where we use the air pack bottles, the air, the compressed air that's in there, and push them through these rubber bags, actually inflate. So if someone's trapped underneath a vehicle, as an example, we can slide these thin bags underneath, inflate these airbags, and it'll lift the car up off the person.
Okay.
So this was just a regulator that there's typically two bags that we use to get the lift that we need. And this regulator needed to be rebuilt. It was leaking air into the bags, and we didn't want them. So someone's in a very precise control over that.
That was what was wrong.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions or updates?
Nope, they look good to me.
I'm fine.
Would anyone like to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make the motion to accept the minutes.
That's I'll second it.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Mike?
Yep.
Dave?
Yes.
Thank you.
So now we get to move on to the Chief's report.
I'm just going to wait for it to come up because I actually don't have it in front of me.
It's coming up. Okay. Stand by.
All good.
I thought I had it on my here we are. It wasn't one of the items that was in my existing slides here. So let me do that. And here.
There we go. And
also, let me just shrink it a little bit so we get a little bit more on there. All right.
Okay. All right, so you can see we've got our call volume up there, March numbers, and as we're running into the end of March and April, we're actually down call volume. We think it's naturally due to the pandemic. People are actually heeding the advice of staying home, so we've seen a decrease in calls. But our March top responders, and I'm put this one in there because it's, I think, the first time I've ever beat Lenny on any call volume.
So, I believe that is correct.
We'll see how the rest of the year goes. And Lenny in there at second, Wendy at third, KJ Key and Bill Lamb coming in at the bottom there for the top five. As I mentioned, year-to-date calls were down a little bit. I put the top responders for year-to-date in there just for the members so they can kind of track, see where they're going. And then something new we're trying to put out there for the members is year-to-date drills, making sure members are staying up on their drills. So those fun facts are in there as well. As far as the apparatus, we've had some work on the trucks in the past month. probably the biggest thing was the repairs to 236 that replaced that air module, which is in the vouchers for this month. That was a small valve on top of the truck that the big air bottle on top and sends the signal to the bucket. Just happened to notice on routine inspection that was broken. So they had to repair that. And then we also had the UL test for 236 as well. We're still waiting the actual certification that it passed. There was an oil sample that was sent in. So we're waiting those analytical results, but we anticipate everything should be fine and that we'll get the actual UL certificate of passing for the ladder. Utility truck 232, we're still looking for estimates for new light bar and console. We've had multiple responses when they have tried to pull out of the station, they go turn on their lights and sirens and nothing happens. They actually have to reach around and kind of jiggle the wiring harness behind it to try and see if it'll work. That's kind of been on hold with everything since we didn't want extra people at the firehouse. So once restrictions are relaxed, we'll go back into sourcing some of those estimates. Something I guess we'll get into later is the fender bender damage to 239. We'll have to get an estimate for that. It's got a little dent in the left rear corner and the taillight lens cover needs to be replaced. Rolling down. Everything else is pretty much the same as it was last month. With everything was basically put on hold. Training has transitioned to completely online training. It's going well. We've had some great training from McNeil, National Grid, and now we're up and running with Target Solutions. It took a little bit longer to get up and running with Target Solutions because it seems like there was literally a run on that service come in March. They had so many departments trying to sign up for that training. But we're up and running now. I know some members have started their training already on there, and it's going to open up a whole new avenue for us with training. Purchase request. Everything that's down there has been, should have been ordered. Again, we're waiting for things to come in with work reduction across the country in different areas. We're still waiting for a lot of those items to come in. I have no new request for this month, just because it was mainly going to be personal protective gear. And again, we're with the social distancing and having the firehouse closed. Those things can be put off until we open the firehouse back up and get back into a normal state. So that's another new one. I don't know if that's ever been done before, that there's been no new purchase request. physicals have been postponed. Thanks to Sue, she let us know about that. With that, we also postponed the Gibby's fit testing. And I think it's going to be a flurry of activity once we get back on track with opening the firehouse. Next section, the medical, has probably been the most predominant over the past month. EMS supplies have been a key focus, trying to track what we're utilizing and anticipating needs for the next coming weeks. We've been, again, very fortunate that the call volume has actually declined and that we had enough supplies on hand to keep us going through all this. We're sourcing out not only through Everdixie, our normal vendor, but we've also reached out to MES to order some additional supplies and also sending in requests to the county for the state supplies. With kind of that three-tiered approach, we're able to maintain our PPE. There have been updates from our medical protocols. It is crazy in the beginning how quickly protocols were changing from one phone call to the next. Even today, a protocol that came out on Friday, this morning's conference call said that they're changing that protocol by the end of the week. So you'll see some things in here, mainly for the members, from surgical masks to the N95s. We're trying to maintain our N95 mask supply and only use those when necessary. I want to thank Ross for taking the trucks down to Quick Response at SCC. I think are we going to do that again tomorrow, Ross?
I doubt they're going to do it tomorrow just because of the weather, but they will probably do it Wednesday. I know last week they couldn't do it on Monday because of the weather, so they just changed it to the next day. But okay. I'll try to keep an eye on that.
Okay, thank you. So appreciate Ross taking the apparatus down there and getting that done. Again, for the board, bringing them into the firehouse to do the station and the trucks. And at Commissioner Larson's request, we put up a thank you to them on our sign, which I think was an excellent idea. So we have a thank you to Quick Response on the station sign out front. Some operational things that have kind of changed with all this is from keeping one person in the radio room whenever we have an active call, just trying to maintain that social distancing. And then that whole radio room gets wiped down after each call. Just like all the apparatus, after each run gets disinfected, wiped down, and make sure that we're leaving a clean environment for the next run. We have in here about where we have the mask. This was actually sent out in advance of the company check-in that the company president did. So some of this is kind of time sensitive for that meeting. Again, I mentioned how we're seeing a decreased call volume. This is pretty typical across New York State. The phone calls that I'm on during the week, the UCC is also part of that call, the PSAP or the communication center. And they're saying that is indicative of what's happening all across upstate, that the uptick is really in the downstate regions. Probably the next big item is that BLS fly car. I know there's been a lot of talk about it. There's been a lot of emails about it. we have spent a lot of time looking into it, coming up with policies, procedures, and pretty much when it came time to go online, when we looked at everything, the scenery had kind of changed. When we started that endeavor 2 weeks before they went into service, the anticipation was that there was going to be a huge uptick in calls, a huge uptick in those types of responses. There would be a shortage of PPE through the supply chain, that members would not respond in fear of capturing, you know, catching the COVID. And then on top of that, it was also concerned about if a fire department had an exposure, that it would shut the entire department down, as happened out in Washington State. And even looking at it just from a ladder truck perspective, how do we prevent that from happening so that we don't shut down some key assets in the town? Again, through all the policy changes from Department of Health and everything else, 2 weeks later was a totally different landscape. We saw the calls go down. We did not have the supply chain necessarily interruption that we thought we were going to have. And even the change on if a person does test positive, they were not shutting down a firehouse, that actually now the protocol is they can still respond to work. They just have to wear a mask. So with all those factors, and then looking at our call volume, our members that were responding, we felt that the fly car was a resource that's there in the town, but not necessarily a resource that East Glenville needs right now. And to let that other departments use that resource that probably need it more than we do. So we're in a really good position, thanks to the chiefs before us, the commissioners, how they've set up East Glenville to run. Again, we're all prepared, ready to move forward with it. And I think we're going to continue that way. But should the conditions change, or we have a change in membership, change in call volume, that resource is certainly there for us to opt in if we want to. I guess I'll stop at that point and ask if there's any questions about the fly car. All right. Hang on a second. I hit a wrong button. I tried to scroll down. I realized I wasn't controlling the screen.
I got you, Club.
Thank you. The only upcoming event we still have on our calendar is hopefully we'll still be able to do our live fire training up at Saratoga Training Center in June. That has not been postponed as of yet. Hopefully we'll still be able to get to do that. The next thing is instruction examining. It's more for the firefighters at our company meeting, since we did the same type of Zoom meeting. Normally we talk about a learning point during our company meeting. This was one for the members to take away. And pretty much just telling them that when we go into people's houses with our turnout gear, our structural gear on, is to still be mindful of those medical policies and procedures that we're adhering to, that we're still in people's houses, touching doorknobs, light switches, and we should still be wearing a mask and medical gloves if it's not a structure fire. If we're going in for a pump out or CO alarm, and just kind of trying to break some of that muscle memory of what we're used to. Closing paragraphs down there is pretty much it has thanking the members. It has been amazing to see the turnout that we get on these calls now. You know, where we initially were afraid that we might have a decrease in members responding, we're seeing, you know, record numbers show up at the firehouse. So really is a testament to the membership, what they do and how they serve the community. And it's been a great thing to sit there and be a part of. Two other things I included kind of in the end were two incidents that you may or may not be aware of. One was we went to McDonald's right across from Target one morning. The supervisor walked into the store, which was already open and serving people, and noticed that their carbon dioxide alarm, their CO2 alarm, was flashing and showing that they had high levels. She evacuated the store and the employees. We responded to show up, found out that their system had had a leak overnight. Luckily, there was no carbon dioxide in the store, in the facility, and vented the tank to reduce the pressure in it. The tank and all the valving was iced over. We got it below working pressure and then kept the facility closed until the CO2 company could show up and take over the tank and do the repairs. If you look online, for CO2 and McDonald's. You'll see they've had actually fatalities in some stores across the U.S. where it seeped through walls into bathrooms, has affected employees and also members that were there or paying customers. So this could have been a bad incident. It turned out to be a great incident. So just thanks to the crew on 235. That same morning, we also handled a second medical call, same time that was going on. So again, just a testament to the membership we have and the versatility and what they can do. Second incident was a garage fire over in Woodhaven. This was probably one of the shortest structure fires I think we've ever been to. It was a garage fire. He had put hot coals or ashes in a plastic garbage can, put it in his garage. And when we got there, we had thick black smoke coming from the garage, but he had told us what had happened. He knew what was going on. And once we got into the garage and could put the fire out, we pulled out what was left of a burnt up fiberglass canoe that was over the fire. That was creating all of our black smoke, and we just kind of pulled all the contents out of the garage and turned it back over to him in short order. I don't think we were there. What was it, Ross? Probably less than 2 hours.
Yeah, absolutely less than 2 hours.
Yep. So great job, and I even got an email from the communication center saying how orderly and efficient it sounded over there as well for companies coming in and then releasing them. Last thing on there is our neighborhood, I guess drive-bys is a bad word. Maybe we need to call it a birthday detail event, which is going really well. This is something that a member bought up that other fire departments were utilizing their fire trucks to drive by for children that have had birthdays, that had parties, were canceled due to COVID. Saw an opportunity and we jumped on it, utilizing mainly the officers and some other key people, doing basically abbreviated truck checks during the week, rolling the apparatus, getting them out there and rolling. Also doing a roll-by of a resident's house, turning on the lights, turning on the sirens, going over the PA system, wishing them happy birthday. Has really had an amazing positive response from the community. I would have never guessed that. I think the last time I looked at our Facebook post, we had reached over 20,000 views on it. So we're still keeping the crews to a minimum. We're still doing the social distancing. We're only doing one truck. I know some departments, if you watch on social media, are doing three or four trucks and a whole parade. I think we're trying to just do more of an equipment check, get the trucks out there, get them rolling, make sure that everything's running the way that's supposed to be, and at the same time doing that win-win by supporting our community. Hopefully once again restrictions become relaxed, this would be more of a company event and we could build on what we've started here. With that, I think that's all I have. Like I said, there's no purchase request, just more a report of what's been going on. And is there any questions I can answer for anyone?
Chief, I would like to have you pass along the thank you to the not only to your other officers, but to the firefighters for the great job that they're doing. Appreciate it.
I will absolutely let them know. Thank you. They appreciate it.
And I'll say again, thank you for your leadership, Clem, because I know stepping into the chief role this year, you were not expecting this. And boy, I'm so glad it's you rather than me. So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Any other questions for the chief? Okay. So then we'll move on to the president's report.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. Our new members being sworn in because we haven't had any training or meetings. We haven't had any this last month, so year to date we've had two. New member voted in during the March meeting. Dave Sauter was voted in, so I still have him as pending because his package is being submitted tonight. Year to date we've had three people voted in. No new resignations. Year to date is four. We do have two leaves of absence. Richard Nicholas is currently deployed with FEMA, assisting with the COVID response, and Sean Primit is now deployed with the National Guard to assist with the COVID response. So we've got two of our members abroad working on this response to bring our number up to two for the year to date. And I emailed out Dave Sutter's package to everybody in a separate email. Ross has it available to pull up if anyone does need to see it. I'll submit that for the board's review. And like I mentioned in the email, I have the original one at my mailbox back in the office. So you know, I'll get that to Angel. I didn't want to slip it under the door until she knew what that was for. For Class A uniforms, there was another email that I sent to Beth. It's a list that you had asked for, which was a detail of what uniform items we would like to dispose of that are no longer serviceable. Kevin went through and made a very organized list of what we have. And if you approve that, what he will do is remove all the patches that are on those garments. And then I can check with the ladies auxiliary to see if they want to put them out at the garage sale. And if not, then we can just donate those over to the City Mission or to the Salvation Army. So that'll be pending your approval. On the upper part of that PDF, there was a request for permission to, we got a quote from down the road at Best Cleaners from B, their seamstress. She gave Kevin a quote of how much it would cost to remove some of the officer stripes from Class A jackets that we have in inventory in the closet. These would make these jackets available to firefighters, new firefighters coming on board, because some of those sizes were common sizes that would save us the cost of having to get new jackets. So, again, both of these items are kind of pending everything opening back up again. But if you approve that, then Kevin can coordinate with B to have those stripes removed from the sleeves. The last item we have for the Class A uniform is Kevin Key did not make it to Galls before they closed down for the state shutdown to get his new shoes. That had been approved the last meeting. Once they open up for business again, he'll try to get down there to get his new shoes ordered. As for activities on the facilities, the rec room renovations, hanging the pictures, that's kind of on hold because of the current limitations at the firehouse. And the same thing with finishing the work on the TV. I haven't given you a quote for the parts yet because I'm not sure when I'll be able to go in to start that work to just install the cable for the TV. Again, you're going to hear this a lot. Recruit New York, which was scheduled for April 25th, has been canceled. That's been canceled statewide. So we will not be having our firehouse open to that event. But the ad that we had placed in the Your Hometown newsletter, I had them modify that, removing the Recruit New York date. But because it was already paid for, I told her to just go ahead and continue running it, because if people see it, maybe with the current events going on, someone might feel that urge to join and we could at least take their application online or via the phone. So there's the ad right there with the slight modification, and we'll see if we get any calls. Thank you again to Chief Skimakowski for coordinating the recognition of our community members' birthdays and events. Definitely positive reflection coming back from the community on those events. And one of my goals for this year was to get ourselves a little more involved with the community and that visibility. And this is exactly aligned with that. The last item under the company information was the May 2nd Love Your Parks event. Town of Glenville sent out a letter canceling that. Beth, I did send you an email on that.
We ordered
a tree that was going to be planted out front.
Yes.
The town has those trees that email I sent you had a phone number that you can call so that we could at least still go and get the tree. And then somehow we'll have to figure out once we get that, if you need help or whoever to assist with planting that tree, because that'll just be done by ourselves.
Okay. I'll have Angel contact them.
Okay. If you don't have that email, actually that was one of the ones that was just sent to you.
Okay.
Upcoming events. Again, I'm going to sound like a broken record. The spring fling, which was supposed to occur on April 3rd. We canceled that. The Recruit New York has been canceled. The May 9th Hooks and Heroes, unfortunately, was canceled. And the May 20th Scotia Memorial Day Parade. Wendy was coordinating that with the village. She has not heard from them yet. So we have no word if it's been canceled yet or not. That occurs just 5 days after the May 15th current deadline with the state shutdown. We'll just have to see what happens as we get closer to that date. That's the president's report. If anybody has any questions.
The only thing I had, you had done the seamstress at Best. We also used somebody on Pashley to do the hats. That you may want to get just a price from. She might be a little less expensive. And I can get you that info for her.
Okay, but definitely.
We used her and she's a resident on Pashley, so.
Yeah, definitely. I can pass that forward to Kevin and he can reach out to her to get a quote. And that gives us then two options. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions for me? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. Okay, moving on to the treasurer's report.
I'm still here. I'm trying to load up the treasurer's report. Is it
there? Oh, there it is. I see it.
Let me make it bigger. Okay, I just want to point out a couple of things in the report. For the revenue, which is this first page, just the second sequence, just some unusual revenues. The sale of the leaf sweeper, chainsaws, and Lucas tools got us $2,970. And all the way down here at the bottom, I mean, the rest of it's normal, just interest income that we get from treasury bills in the bank account. Down here at the bottom, this is just basically what we've allocated to our reserve funds. The reason that I show it as revenue is because it does increase the funds that are available in those reserve accounts. So the $240,000, the $15,000, and the $15,000 is basically what we're allocating to those reserve funds. If you remember the budget for apparatus reserve is really $260,000, but that represents estimating $20,000 for the sale of 230 and or 238, the two vehicles. Once we've gotten through that process, there may be more money to allocate into the reserve funds. The next page is just basically the analysis of the general budget bank accounts along with these are all the bills that were paid. This one here shows the reserve bank accounts. Now we had a large treasury bill mature on the 26th of March. So you'll see a lot of March 26th dates in these here. Then at the end of the month, we have $987,000 in KeyBank, in the bank. I wanted to wait to see what the interest rates were on the KeyBank money market accounts. As compared to what was going to be available in the treasury bill world. I was told by our treasury bill individual, George, that the treasury bills were basically in negative interest rates. So basically, I wasn't terribly interested in investing in another treasury bill if we could get better rates in the bank. As of March 31st, the KeyBank money market account interest rate was 0.02%. So 0.02%, absolutely pathetic. The best rate that we have in the bank accounts is 0.05%, and that's at Pioneer Commercial Bank. Now, we're limited to keeping only $250,000 in there because the agreement we have with them is that we'll just keep enough funds in that bank that would be FDIC insured, which is $250,000. So I spoke to George again, and the treasury bill rates for a 90-day treasury bill was 0.1%. And so since that's five times better than the KeyBank bank account, I did buy a 90-day treasury bill, which will be maturing in 90 days in July. The balance sheet simply shows the status of all of our accounts as of March 31st. Same old thing that you see every month. This is our cash flow analysis saying what we have spent versus what we should have spent through March and whether we're on target with the cash flow projections. That's just an analysis of the treasury investments. Sorry about the landscape. This is a statement from actual KeyBank, also just with the same numbers. The first one was the QuickBooks account. The LOSAP investment account, they actually were able to give me the bank or the actual statements. So this is actually right up to date. The 19,176, that represents what we had to pay for the people who are over 60 who are already collecting. VFIS, again, forces us to pay for the entire anticipated payout. That's what that 19,176 was for. And this part here, the accounts payable aging detail, this represents actually items that were ordered in 2019. And the MES New York ones for the firefighter gloves, extrication gloves, and the SCBA masks, we've actually received most of those items. What I was told by MES is that they're not going to bill us for these items until the balance of the order is delivered to us. We had ordered more than 3 pair of firefighter gloves, more than 8 pair of extrication gloves, and they're waiting until we have everything before they bill us. So again, these are old things that we've received some of that stuff, and they just haven't sent me a bill, so that's okay. This represents the budget amendment that I am proposing for tonight. This represents the upfit for the chief's vehicle that Ross had requested back in December and had ordered it through Mandermolen in December. The $8,261.43 was the original quote from Vandermolen. The $937.33 represents a couple of additional items that Chief Thornhill had wanted, such as the rear scene lights and a couple of other items. So that's going to need to be dealt with. This is just the list of items that have been approved and have not yet necessarily been received. $29,000 for the current year, and we still have $12,000 pending from last year. A copy of tonight's abstract and the actual budget analysis dealing with year-to-date total budget. And that is what I have. If there's any questions, I am happy to answer them. And if you need me to scroll anywhere on this, I can scroll.
And that was Chief Shimakowski, not Chief Thornhill.
What did I say about which one?
the additional items on the chief's vehicle, the $900. You said Chief Thornhill.
Chief Thornhill was responsible for the 8,200. Chief Shimakowski was responsible for the 937. If I even spoke, I apologize.
And Jeff, this may be a good time too. I know we talked about target solutions at the last meeting. I just mentioned how since it rolls over, that some of that will be in.
Oh, yeah. It happens to be right on the screen. Target solutions, voucher number 145 here. Since it's a one-year contract and it's starting in the middle of the year, only 9 months of it, basically, I'm using an April 1 just for convenience. So 9 months of it's going to be charged to the 2020 budget. Months of it will be charged to the 2021 budget. Chief Shimakowski has already been advised that he has spent that $1,100 portion in next year's training budget because of this. But if we do the target solutions again next year, again, assuming that we're going to have the same type of service, $3,300 will be charged to 2021 next year, and then the $1,100 will then go to 2022 for the 2022 chief's budget. Since it covers into the next budget year, we pushed that part, because it's a significant amount of money, into the next year's budget. There's other items such as the I Am Responding. That runs like a May to May, but it's $600. So to break that out was immaterial in the first year that we did that. This is a pretty substantial number. So that is why, since it's over $1,000, I mean, $1,000 is a cutoff for us buying stuff. Since it was over $1,000 that was going to go towards and benefit the next budget year, I chose to push it to the next budget year. Thanks, Glenn.
I just had a question. The 8,000 plus was to update and repair and whatever, the vehicle that Ross had. What is
that's correct?
What was the 937.33 for?
Let me.
That was in addition to the 8,000 that we used.
Who, yeah, those grab the bill. Can you answer that, Clem?
For the reverse lights and side scene lights, so that I wish I could say that so it's easier to see backing up, but our accident report later will show that probably didn't help me.
Oh, okay.
Could have been worse.
That's true. So yeah, what was in it was two square LED lights on the back bumper for both the cars, and then two small lights on the side of the cap. So at nighttime, we're operating. We have lights on the side and on the back of the truck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just questioning it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Is that correct, Jeff?
Yeah, I was just looking at that. $486 was from the reverse lights, the rear scene lights. And, I mean, there's just a massive amount here for untangling wires and stuff. And, you know, I don't know what a Sapphire control is per se, but that was $296. So I assume that has something to do with the scene lights as well. Everything else just pretty well checks out to what Ross's quote was.
Any other questions for Jeff? Okay. Then I guess we get to move on to the committee reports. And as always, that starts off with buildings and grounds.
Thank you, Dave. The first thing I'd like to inform the board is that the roof leak was fixed this morning. I called the board last week after Chief Shemakowski sent me a picture. Thank you very much, Ross, at the leak that's on the apparatus bay wall that's adjoined to the radio room. And I called Angel the next morning, and she got on the phone. I said, let's start with Pinnacle. They're the ones that did our garage roof. I know he doesn't like to do repairs, but maybe because of the work situation, he would be anxious to have the job. And he came out the next morning and found the leak. Brad met with him, and then they set up this morning for them to come and repair the leak. And I was there until Brad was able to get from his other job, because he's just going in these days to do building checks. So he's been at the firehouse more during the day than in the evening. And he was there, and they repaired it, and they're going to send us a bill. So I thank Chief for sending us the picture. That was a huge help, because by the time they looked at it, it was all dried up. So the picture was what they needed. And I thank Angel for making all the arrangements for Pinnacle to come out and take care of it for us. Today, Angel contacted Hometown Turf, which is the company I had spoken to the board about to clean up our landscaping in the front of the building. And when they came out, they recommended that we could get rid of the mulch and do all stone. And then we would never have to have mulch again. We wouldn't have to be refreshing that every year. And Joe from Eliminative Pest Control said that he much prefers the stone, keeps the bugs away from the building and so forth. Angel, they gave us a quote of $1,525 to come in, remove the mulch, put down the mesh. There is mesh around the sign in the front of the building. That doesn't need to be redone. To bring in 2-3 stone, and then to clean up the shrubs and have everything looking good. And Angel called them today, and they are able to work. That's been part of our concern with the projects that we had listed before the governor shut everything down. Some of these companies can't work. And the other thing, after talking with the board and the chief, Angel and I came up with a list of things that could be done on the outside, but we didn't want anybody coming into the building, trying to keep the building as germ-free as possible. So Hometown can put us on the list. They are working. So I am going to ask the board tonight to approve that. That is my recommendation. The chief sent Angel and I an email that I'm always going to pronounce this wrong. Is it Stericycle? for the pickup, Chief?
Yep, that's correct. Okay.
Yep. Right, and Angel called today and arranged for them to pick it up on Thursday, the 23rd, around 11 o'clock. Brad said he could be there and he would do his cleaning around that time. And Jeff very graciously volunteered today that if Brad couldn't be there, he would be happy to come over and open up the building for them to do the pickup. So that will be taken care of. A Boston carpet is on hold with finishing up the rec room. We did approve the purchase of the vinyl, but I think they were shut down. I don't think they're able to work, but even if they were, we decided not to have them come into the building at this time. Angel has been in touch with them and they understand where we're coming from on that issue. Angel had also called before we got shut down Precision Fencing to take a look at the fencing between us and the Getty Station and then further back. There was some damage to the fencing. We've left a message. We have not heard back from them. So I don't know if they're able to operate. The one exception I'd like to make to having everybody come in the building is to have the ice machine serviced and a new filter put in. I'm concerned that as the weather gets warmer, guys come back from a call, they're gonna want a cold drink. I wanna make sure that that ice machine is not having any bad germs in it. So Angel did call Sue, she's gonna make the appointment. And at the last board meeting, the board had approved that we would pay for that repair. Eliminator has been in each month since the shutdown. He calls me usually, or Angel, and we coordinate with Brad. For Brad lets him in, and then Brad's been working on the outside of the building. Everything is good. He said that we're in good shape on that. The sprinkler people have put us on hold. I guess they're not able to work. The only question I have there, and that Ross, you're usually the one that I ask, is that water turned on so that when they come, the sprinkler system can operate?
I don't think it is. I saw in the meeting minutes from last month that Clem was gonna do that.
Okay.
But Clem, I don't know if you had done that or not, but.
No, I have not because I didn't think we were using anything outside yet. I can turn it on anytime.
Okay, all right. And they're going to call Angel when they're ready to come out, Clem, because I think they're one of those non-essential jobs. So I think they're basically shut down at this point. If that changes, Angel or I will get in touch with you.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you. And the same thing with the, we signed the contract for having the lawn fertilized. Mike, have they fertilized, that's the same company you use. Have they fertilized your lawn?
Yes.
Okay. So then they are operating. So yep. They have not been to the firehouse yet. Angel, if you can give them a call on Wednesday and see what the status is, that would be great.
Sure. They typically drop off an invoice when they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hanger sort of thing that they hang on the door now. If no one's there, just so you know. But I pay for it. All for the year all at once, and even they do it just with a zero balance just to show they were there. So
because I use Apex and they haven't been here to my house. Have they been to yours, Suzanne? That's the same company you use.
No, they haven't.
Okay, so I guess if they're a one-man operation they can do business. That's kind of what I'm being told, and maybe yeah. I don't know, but I'll have Angel give them a call and see where we are on that.
My lawn service has actually mowed my lawn twice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mine's been mowed once. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I mean, yeah, Turfco was here because there's like five of us here at the corner, you know, between the two streets and in a row. And
yes.
I mean, the yellow markers were out the other day.
We're out, right. Yeah. Okay, I'll have Angel give them a call and see what the situation is for us.
Turfco was at my street on Thursday.
All right, so maybe they're working their way over to us. First response, as the chief said, I got an email on a Thursday night, or an email, a text from about 10:45 from my daughter-in-law with a announcement about that. So I called Brad the next morning, asked him if he could be around in the building. He was very anxious to see what they were going to do, and he said yes. And I called all the board members to see if that was a go. Ross had seen it also, I guess, and sent it to Clem. And that was Friday morning, and we had them in our firehouse Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And they did the whole building, and they did all the trucks inside, the steering wheels, the door handles, and everything. As the chief said, we decided it might be a nice idea to thank them publicly on our signboard. And I appreciate Ross taking the time to take the vehicles down to get them cleaned, and hoping to keep everybody healthy. Angel did send them an email thanking them, and I think they know how much we appreciated that. 50 cents a square foot if you're going to have them come and do that, Brad asked. So I thought maybe the board and the chiefs would be interested in that. In addition to cleaning the building, Brad's been working outside getting I guess they're like divots from the snowplow and stuff in order. He straightened up the garage, got the lawnmowers started. So that's all ready to go. The voting has been canceled till June 25th. And I don't even know if that's etched in stone. We're going to, I guess, have to see what's going on. But that's the latest. The Board of Elections did call Angel and informed her of that possible date. The last three things that I have on my very short list I'd like everybody to appreciate, only 16 items tonight, and is the security camera update, the concrete pad update, and the update on the carbon monoxide project. So I'll turn it over to the people who are in charge of those three projects. You want to start with security cameras?
Sure.
Okay.
I sent out to everybody a draft of a proposal. It covers, I believe, everything that we need in a sort of vanilla sort of flavor. I also sent out a list of possible people to send it to, and I'm also interested if anybody's got any other names they want to add to that. And then I guess what I'd like to know is if anybody has had a chance to read it, to have any comments on it. And then the last thing would be, how would we move forward? Because one of the things that's going to be critical to this project is going to be a walkthrough.
Right.
Angel told me where to find the blueprints, and I found them and looked at them all. And they're great. It's just that, to make copies of them to provide to people would be kind of silly. They really need to come in, and I mean, they could do it from blueprints, but we'd probably need to get 10 sets of them, and it just would be I think a little bit too much to do. Not that we couldn't do it, but just it'd be easier to have a walkthrough, because what they're looking at is they could look at the blueprints, like put them on our table in the commissioner's room. They could look at them there, and then they could look through and see things. And the biggest thing they're going to be interested in, whoever wants to do a proposal on this, is going to be on the elevations and the lengths of the cable runs. That's going to be the big thing. It's just how much cable they're going to use and that sort of stuff.
I did read through what you sent. I thought it was good from my non-technical viewpoint. I think what the holdup for us is now is we've got the building closed, and I think we should leave it closed until things, I mean, that would just be bringing. You and I have talked about that.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with that completely. I'm not an expert in this. I wrote it at a vanilla level so that, it's not geared to any one thing or one product at all. And I think it's something that someone can take and or anyone can take and read and and put it together how it's all going to work. I think, you know, the matter of where you're going to set a camera, you may move a camera 6 inches from here to there, but that's all details that you do when it comes time. It's not things that what we have to do today. But I agree, we need to wait until the building is open, but I would like people to take a look at it. And I once again, I sent the list of, I searched for other companies. I mean, it's to be interesting to try to find people who do this that aren't, just the putting the ring in your front door, you know? So,
yeah. Angel can give you the name of the companies that we had previously talked with.
Yep.
Because I know we had some good recommendations there. Yep. And maybe by the next meeting, if everybody on the board can take a look at what you sent and add some corrections, maybe we can have everything typed up and ready to go. So once the building is open, we can then proceed. We'll be all set to go. How about that?
I'm perfect with that.
Okay. Anybody else?
And I don't mind typing. So it's, obviously it's my schedule. I have time.
That sounds fine with me.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. And it was well done, so thank you.
Yes, Mike, thank you so much. Yes.
Well, thank you, but I mean, it's what we got to do, so.
Right.
that's kind of the way I look at it, but anyway.
So by next meeting, you think we'd be set to?
Yes, I mean, I'll prepare a letter with Angel's help. Because I'm sure she's got someplace in her file a typical letter that you send out to a vendor when you're requesting a proposal. You know,
sure.
And like I said, you know, I mean, we need to add the boilerplate for prevailing wage statement stuff and you know, proof of the insurance things. And I mean, there are things like that. I'm not a lawyer, so we need to put those things in there just as a request, just to cover ourselves, I think.
Correct. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
The concrete pad update.
Yeah, I haven't done anything yet because we probably won't be able to do anything yet.
Yes.
but again, you know, once things settle down, I'll get with the chief and the officers and get that planned out.
Okay, I'll just keep it on the agenda, Ross, so that we, you know, keep tabs on it and see how things go. And again, we're trying to limit people in and around our building, so I don't even know if one of those companies could come and do the work, even if we had a proposal. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I know certain construction is not allowed. I don't know. You know, we're a firehouse. We could probably get away with it, but
we might get around that because of being a firehouse. So because that's why the roofing contractor told us that he has 60 signed contracts ready to go and he can't go to work. The reason he was able to do ours is because it was an emergency and we are a firehouse. That's why he was able to come and do the repair for us. Okay, thank you. John, the carbon monoxide project.
Yep, right now that's on hold until we can reopen the fire station again.
Okay, all right.
I've got all I had. Materials together except for I just need to measure the height to tell Angel which lift it is we'll be needing to rent.
Okay, thank you. I'm done.
Anyone else with any buildings and ground information and or questions?
I raised my hand. Ross, how come you didn't call on me?
Oh, look at that. There's a hand raised.
There is.
Yeah, because you're a panelist. You don't have to raise your hand. You can just unmute yourself.
Sorry. Beth, you had said Pinnacle was going to send us a bill. I have actually received a bill from Pinnacle for $600, which agrees with their quote, if you want to address that with the board. I thought Angel had actually sent everybody.
Can we, do I need to come in and sign that tomorrow?
No. You've approved bills at meetings before.
Okay. So we can just approve that bill tonight.
Want that one entertained. I'm just letting you know that I have received the bill and it does agree to their quote.
Okay. Thank you. I'll put it on the to be paid then tonight. We'll just do that under new business?
Yeah, that has to be a whole separate thing in addition to the abstract. Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Beth, the only question I had was on the stone mulch.
Yes.
Thing. I know, like, Kulex had put stone close to the building.
Right.
It was like a river stone type stuff. And they had done the mulch. And I don't know if they had put down anything underneath it.
When, no.
What they had replaced there was stone, though. And that does get weeds. So I don't want you to think that that's going to be weed free,
because
it absolutely gets weeds, and that kind of, that was, and then it kind of looks worse. So I just wanted you to make you aware that that is what we had there before. We had like those red stones, and they were around the sign as well. And honestly, I don't know that that looked any better.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
When they did the stone, though, did they put down the fabric?
I think there was. When they were digging up.
There was a lot of fabric pulled out.
There was fabric down there.
Yeah, there was.
Go ahead. I was just thinking that it depends on the size of the stone, too. You know, if it's a little bit larger, I have it in my yard with the fabric underneath it, and I don't have a problem with weeds there.
Yeah, I don't know. They were those little...
I think part of the problem there, Ross, was those, they were like those little red.
Yeah, yeah.
They were almost that, like chips, that, right?
Yeah, chips, or you know what I liken it to was almost like pumice, like that, like red.
Yes, yes, red, it was.
Lava rock type stuff.
This is install 4 to 5 yards of number 2-3 decorative round stones.
Yeah, here, actually, I threw up that, correct?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. So is it just one of these items? Is it, yeah, because it's a either or.
Yeah, he gave us a quote for doing it each way.
Yeah.
And the only thing is with the mulch, that is something almost every year we would have to spend money on. I mean, if we have to spray for the weeds, I still think we might be ahead of it. We've got the stone catch basins on the side of the building. I think the stones that were put, you're right, they look like pumice. They look like red pumice.
Yeah.
I think they were a lot smaller. That was part of the problem.
What is this guy, is this Kulex or is this somebody?
No, no, Kulex does not do any spring cleanup.
Okay, so after they
right
they
and put it in, we had called them first, Ross. I had Angel call them, and they were going to get back to us with a name, and then they never did. And then I ran into this. I know the two brothers that own this business. I hate to say this, but I had them in school. But I said to him, "Do you do spring cleanups?" And he said, "Yes." And so Angel called them, and they came over and talked to us about the fact that, you know, the mulch you got to do every year, which is true. And Joe prefers the stone as far as being more bug free. I mean, we have a concrete building, so it's not like we're going to have, stuff from that, but.
Well, I know we keep the mulch. So you have that distance. The river rock is what, like a foot off the building.
Yes.
And then you have the mulch beyond that. Okay.
I mean, it's up to the board, whatever you want.
Well, I think we talked about this a little bit before, and
thought
that the stone would be more expensive now, but then it would save us money in the future. I guess it depends on the size of the rock, but if it's the round flat ones, I think they're pretty good size.
You know, I think we're going to, I mean, I agree with Ross. There's going to be weeds, whether, you know, I was looking at it is that we're not going to have to lay out over $1,000 every year to clean up and freshen up the property after the winter.
Right. What does anyone else think?
Looking at the cost, if the stone looks good and it's something where we're not having to worry about weeding, and we can use it from year to year without having to pay the extra. It's almost $500 a year for mulch, pretty much. Seems like it pays for itself in 1 year. After 1 year.
Also, they're doing the front sign.
Yeah, they're going to do the area around the sign, too. You know, in addition to the front of the building. Whichever way we go, they would do, the sign is included.
The sign is included.
Yeah. On either one, whether it's the stone. See there, it says include sign in front of firehouse. Mm-hmm. And then below it says for the mulch includes the sign in the front of the firehouse landscape beds. I don't know. It just seems to me a lot of industrial buildings are going to the stone rather than the mulch. If you take a look at buildings, that if you go up by the front of the new McDonald's, that's all stone there too. I'm guessing. Yep. I don't know, but I'm guessing that maybe they're just finding it less maintenance. You don't have to refurbish it every year.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess, you know, as long as it's the stone is, you know, nice stone. I'd hate to put back the pumice lava rock stuff. That's all.
Yeah, no, it says decorative round stones. Yeah. And you know what? I can ask him to drop us off a sample at the firehouse.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably a River Run quality stone that they would be using there, which would probably be good. So I vote stone.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll bring that up in the new business.
And we will, as soon as the ice machine repair date is set to the board and to the chief, I'll have Angel send you out an email so that you know that's in the process of being taken care of. That's all I have.
Any other questions? Okay, we'll move on to equipment. I know the chief didn't have any purchases this month.
I didn't have any equipment. I don't have anything for like report wise other than what the chief has in his report.
Okay. Well, Ross, thank you for taking the vehicles down to get sanitized.
Yeah, not a problem.
Appreciate
it. It also helps me. I have to do it for, as a firefighter, I have to do it for my apparatus detail. So
there you go.
Okay, purchasing, anything new? I did not have anything. I know we're going to be talking about a computer in a second, but any other purchases? No? Okay. How about finance and budget?
I don't have anything unless Jeff does at this point.
I haven't heard from the auditors to find out if they've postponed the audit that's scheduled for next month. I've heard absolutely nothing from them. So once I hear from them, I will update you on that.
I was sort of curious about that to see how that was going to work. If we haven't opened the building back up, because we are trying to keep folks out, if we haven't opened the building back up, is that something that could be rescheduled? Or is that something, if they say we're coming in, we have to do it?
No, we don't have to let them come into our building. I can give them the books and records and send it to their location if they wanted to. Okay. I mean, the audit is required to be done by June 30th per state, you know, rules. But again, everything's getting relaxed right now, given the circumstances. I could send most of the stuff to him and he could do it in his own office if he wanted to. I don't have a problem with giving our books and records to our independent auditors to do their job. Okay. If it comes to that.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm not on that committee, but I had conversation with Jeff and I talked to Beth as well. And I don't think it's necessarily too early to start talking about next year, but just recognize that the state is going to be in a real fiscal mess. And we probably should start thinking about where we want to realistically be on behalf of the taxpayers next year. Because
I agree.
I suspect, you know, everybody's going to feel a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
So
That's a good point.
That's a very good point. Suzanne, I know that this is medical. I know that everything's sort of been put on hold. Do you have anything else to add there?
Well, Dr. Buff called me to cancel it, of course, and then he said he would get back to us when he could do it again, you know, so that's on him when he can open up and do that kind of thing. So we're, you know, we'll wait for him before we reschedule any of them.
And for the chief with the fit tests, is there any issues with that being postponed, or is that going to work out okay still?
Well, I think that's the same kind of thing. I don't know that they can have their fit tests either, but that's really kind of something on the chiefs, I think, because I don't really have much to do with that.
They were good with coming in. We just felt it was best because we kind of typically do that hand in hand with the physical. Yeah. With the system being shut down, it just seemed to make sense, keep that same flow pattern. When Dr. Buff gets his physicals up and running, we'll come back and do the fit test.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Suzanne, any legal insurance?
Well, first of all, I would like to, at the end of the meeting, have a brief executive session for us for under legal and insurance. But I also have just a comment. I think back when fly car was being thought of, the only thing, I'm insurance, and I was contacted, well, I actually contacted Clem because I had an email, and I really didn't know what I was supposed to be doing because I didn't realize that this car was in the works. And so then I realized that I was supposed to be getting a certificate of insurance for that car. And I said, okay. And then I went out in the kitchen. I said, wait a minute, that's not right. Why are we doing that? The only information I knew was what was in the newspaper and the picture. And the supervisor was going to be the one that was going to be, the town was going to be carrying the insurance on the car and whatever. So why weren't they doing that? Well, meanwhile, I realized that Ross had gone ahead and contacted Bill Van Gorder, and Bill, you know, I know him very well, and it was fine, but I knew nothing about what was going on. And I think I was left out of the loop when I should have been at least contacted so I knew what it was. I didn't have to handle it because I might not know what was needed, but I guess I should have known that what was going on. And then in the future, I would like to be contacted. Not so much that I have to take care of it if it's something that I don't really need to know, or it's not something that I could handle right off the bat without knowing more. But I just felt like I was out of the loop, and it got very confusing. And then, of course, then they didn't do it anyway. But I don't really know even how it worked out, because I don't know who's going to do the insurance and who in the end did it. So I just wanted to let you know that I just felt I was out of the loop, and I'd just like to be contacted and know what was going on, even if I didn't have to do anything or was not going to do anything.
Right. So I'll be happy to speak on that, just because I ended up talking to Bill. We didn't know when we were looking, when we were trying to put something together. It was more of a trying to find out what was required. Uh-huh. So we weren't even at the stage of actually doing actionable items yet. It was me contacting our insurance person to find out what was even possible and what they, what was essentially required. So I didn't think I was out of my ability to do that. We weren't moving. There was nothing that was happening. We wanted feedback. I was looking for feedback. So in order to even craft anything, because we needed somebody to talk to from insurance. And at the time, Rick Menachy in Glendale Hill was even trying to contact their insurance person. So it wasn't, we weren't taking any action. There was kind of, it was a discovery phase.
But if you read the article, which I dropped down to your house, you still have it.
And I still have it, yes.
Okay. I concur with Suzanne. It clearly stated, quoting the supervisor, that the town would pay for maintenance, gas, and insurance.
Right.
And so why would we have had to be involved? I mean, I think that if the chief would have decided to go ahead with that, I think I would have said to Suzanne, can you call our insurance agent and make sure that our guys are covered and that the firehouse's liability is covered? But in the article, he clearly states that he's going to assume those costs. So I don't know when that changed.
Right. So so the conversations were had kind of was about the, I think it was the weekend before that, the Friday before that. I needed to find out. So when we were having the initial discussions on the vehicle, I wanted to find out as a general rule from any district standpoint, whether it's our district or any district, what would be issues that would come up from an insurance standpoint for any of the districts. So, because we have a relationship with Bill Van Goiter, that's who I was trying to contact to find out what issues he saw might be a problem. So it was before even getting anything to boards. It was essentially a discovery phase. So I could have called any commercial insurance agent to try to find that out. But we have a relationship with Bill, so he is the one that I called. And again, Rick Menaki was trying to call theirs for the same information. So there was no actionable items that were occurring. It was essentially discovery. We were trying to get information.
Well, I understand that. But when recently I was called by Van Goiter called the guy that I speak to, Jeff Briggs, and he wanted to know what was happening because he hadn't heard anything back from you or anybody regarding that. And so I just said, I don't know anything. It's not been anything that I've been a part of. When I knew something after this meeting, I will call you. It wasn't like anything that I had responsibility for. I was just a communicator. And I really didn't know what to communicate. So that's just, I just think we have to do a better job of being in touch with each other. That's
yeah. All. No, and again, I apologize maybe for not contacting you to let you know that I was calling him to get information. But again, I wanted to get information on what, from a general standpoint, what was going on. So we could craft something that would make sense. And again, that took a lot of varying phone calls. And then we actually ended up pushing it off onto Outlaws, who uses them. So it wasn't in our purview anymore.
Well, why did it change? Why did that supervisor's commitment to pay for the insurance change? Or is he paying for it and this is just an additional? I mean, I realize we're not involved in it, but as the chief said in his report, if things change, perhaps we could. And I know it's up to the chief to decide whether he wants to do that from an operational standpoint, but once money is involved, it comes over to our side of the table. Am I correct in that?
Yeah. Clem, do you want to address the where it was at with the sign-offs, or?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I kind of lost track once we started going down that path of before the car went into play. Basically, that whole fly car, the town of Glenville fly car was put on hold with all the departments because all the departments had to figure out the insurance and legal end of it.
Okay.
As that was being developed, it was becoming kind of more and more apparent that it was going to be a resource that we probably weren't going to be in need of as calls were decreasing and protocols were changing, like I said before. So I lost a little bit of touch as to where they were with the legal. I just received a phone call that they had it, the memorandum of understanding worked out, and want us to sign on board with it. And that's when I just basically told the town chiefs that at this point, we didn't think that was a resource we needed. Certainly support the program, but I didn't get into the details of what insurance they are requiring.
Okay, thank you.
I guess I'd like to just have an understanding of where it ended up. I know we are not a part, but did the other departments have to pay any money toward that insurance, that add-on?
I cannot answer that. I don't know what the other department's doing with their insurance. I can try and find out and let you know.
Okay, I just appreciate that. So I could send it to them and they'd have, you know how it all transpired.
Okay. They should know from Outlaws. They are Outlaws's insuring agent. So Okay. Whatever Outlaws did with them is essentially what was done.
Okay. Well, when I call them tomorrow, I'll tell them that.
I believe right now it's, and I could be wrong, I know Buchendahl is utilizing it, Thomas Corners and Outlaws. I'm not sure what all the other departments are doing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm done.
Thank you, everyone. Any other, anything else for the legal and insurance? Okay. Moving on to computer and communications.
Yep, so I just have the, we had been talking for a long time about replacing the computer in the alarm room. Rick Menaki did send me a, let me just pull this up, sent me some information that he had pulled for Nick Abel, and essentially they were, you know, some inexpensive computers on Amazon and Tiger Direct and a couple others. Computer does not need to, it really just needs to get you online. It'll be used for I Am Responding. It'll be used for Target Solutions, but it's not using Photoshop or anything that requires a lot of horsepower. So I did find a computer on Amazon. I'm trying to find it here. And I think it was like $218. It is essentially a rebuilt computer by Amazon, but I included the 3-year warranty on it as well. So that way we were covered if we had any issues with it. And that was included in the $218. So you'll see it here. You just take out the tax and that's where it's at. And it's a Dell computer, i5. It's got plenty of everything that we would need, including it does have a Windows license, which we need. But all of this stuff is perfectly adequate for it. So I'll be asking for that. Here's the computer protection plan for $21 or $22. So I'll just be asking for that. And computers. The other thing I didn't bring up this month, but probably in the next couple months, Rick Menaki had provided last year a quote for an upgraded network switch in the closet that would provide essentially a higher powered power over Ethernet connectivity for the Wi-Fi devices. Right now, the two Wi-Fi devices that we have in there are only at half power because that's what the switch that we have supports. It doesn't support the newer newer generation of power over Ethernet connectivity. So in order to get better coverage and actually faster speeds, because right now it only supports the 2.4 gigahertz band, it doesn't support the 5 gigahertz band. In order to get that, we have to essentially upgrade that switch. He had provided a quote last year. I didn't find that, again, fast enough for this meeting, but also pricing may have changed. And I did ask him last week if he could go and look up the pricing and give me an updated quote for that. But that's for the network switch. Again, it's nothing for this month, but it'll probably be a future month. And that's all I have.
Okay. And we'll bring up the computer under new business. Okay. Next would be personnel.
That is me. I would like to have the board know that it's really kind of worked out quite well. I mean, we've had to shut down the building. Angel is working from home. Her and I talk several times a day. She's been answering and forwarding a lot of calls about the birthday party drive-by. I guess we shouldn't use that phrase, Chief. And she's been forwarding that information to the Facebook page. And she did have a very nice comment from a lady that it was so nice to have somebody answer the phone and for her to be able to get some information. So having the business calls forwarded to her home phone has worked out great. I want to thank her for all her efforts to keep things moving at the firehouse. Brad has been extremely flexible with the work schedule, comes over and covers things when I ask him to do so. And I'd also like to thank Jeff and John. They are working from time to time in the building on their projects. We did give them the option to work outside the building, and they both said it was just easier for them to do their jobs there. And they bring in packages, and we just really, really appreciate that kind of help. And I think, as I spoke to the chief last week, I said, I think we're making it work. You know, it's probably not the ideal, that none of us would want this, but I think the firefighters are getting the services that we are responsible to give them, and the communication. Angel has gotten some calls about firefighters requesting Verizon phones and things like that. So that's all been taken care of. The only other item I have is last month, the chief had in his budget for 3 scanners, and he purchased 2 of them. I would like to ask if he still has that money and he still has the opportunity to buy a scanner. All of us except Mike have access to the scanners. The 2 gentlemen on the board that are firefighters, of course, have their pages. Suzanne and I have a scanner. And I think during this time, with so much different stuff going on, calls we get from neighbors and friends, what's happening, I would appreciate it if the chief would still have that money if he'd go ahead and purchase that 3rd scanner out of his account.
And absolutely. With board approval, no problem. We can do that.
Thank you. Thank you. The board is anxious to know what's going on and any help that and support we can be for you and your men and women. That's what we're here for. So I appreciate that.
Is Mike in need of a, Mike, do you need a scanner or would you rather have a pager?
I don't know the difference.
I don't need a pager. You guys do what you think is necessary. I'm not, you know, it's whatever you guys think. I'm not making any.
This is not Mike's idea. This is Mrs. Larson's idea. I just would like all the members of the board to be in the loop. And I think that scanner would allow that kind of information. And then my grandchildren could write down and ask him, because mine is shut off and they wouldn't have to call Aunt Sue to find out hers.
Yeah, keep in mind, I wouldn't want to, take and have someone else come up short on not having something they need just to sort of accommodate me. So, I mean, right. you know, whatever you think.
Well, I know from my perspective, we certainly can take care of that. So that's not an issue. And if we go that route, we can also work in gang. I'll get with you, Mike, and what you want to listen to, in addition to the fire department, if you want the police department, and we'll get you set up so you can monitor what you want to monitor when you'd like to.
Okay. I mean, that's obviously, I grew up with one. I go back to plectrons, which most people don't even probably remember, except Suzanne.
I think Jeff still has one.
Yeah. It's correct, and it still works.
Well, you didn't have a siren 6 feet from your bed, so that's a specialty you'll never have. Anyway.
Thank you, Clem.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
Clem. One caveat on that, if we do get a scanner for him, in the event that he is no longer a commissioner, that needs to be returned to the fire district, just so you're aware of
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I will happily sign those papers.
Okay.
That's all for personnel, Dave.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Anything else from anyone? No. All right. So then we are at policies. Mike, have you worked on anything? I know I haven't. Ross?
I have not.
No, I have not either. I guess we need to get a list of them and assign them and we'll start.
Apparatus. The chief did a really good report.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to add to that. Beth, I'm sure that you may have had some requests, but anything for use of station?
No, we've had no requests. And okay. As I said, the Board of Elections contacted Angel. They're postponed till June 25th. The only thing that still remains on the books is the girls' high school field hockey team has requested a date, Father's Day, for a pancake breakfast. And I guess we're just going to have to, I'm sure Andy and his wife are the ones that are hosting that. I'm sure they're aware of the situation. We're just going to have to wait and see where we are as far as having the building opened by June. I forget the date on that. Do you remember that, Suzanne? I had that written down in it's in my notes at the firehouse.
16th. I'm not the 16th? Sure. 16th?
Yeah. So I think.
What I would like to request is the copy of that. So the person who is in charge of the whole thing and Lynn and Andrew are doing the fundraiser part.
Yes.
And I would just like a copy of that request just so that I could give her, this woman, Paige's mom, the copy of it so she would know what we agreed to and what the details
were. You mean the form that they have to fill out?
Yeah, that Lynn filled out. Mm-hmm. Just so a copy of it so I could give it to
okay.
her.
Okay, I don't know. Angel?
I'll send it to your email, Sue.
Okay. Thank you, Angel. Okay, and I guess I would recommend to the board that we revisit it next month. Everybody in agreement? I mean, I don't want to cancel this if we don't have to.
Right. Yeah.
Is that okay with everybody?
That's definitely fine.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Payroll of the clock, Beth?
I think payroll has been fine. I did appreciate Mike came over to take a look at the abstracts. And the sheet was there that I usually signed, approving the fact that I approved the payroll. And he signed it in my stead so that I didn't need to come into the building. And I appreciated that. And the system has worked out okay. Jeff and I worked it out that Brad signs it in the firehouse. And I did see him today because I was waiting for the roofer before Brad got there. I had to be there at 8:00. I'd like that put in the minutes, please. 8:00 a.m. And we chatted. He went in and got his payroll and I signed it. But usually Jeff sends me the copies of the two employees' payrolls. And then I send him back an email approving it. And then he puts it with the with the payroll sheet so that when the auditors come, they can know that we followed procedure. And I think it's worked out okay, unless Jeff has any comments on that. I think we've worked it out.
No, we have the right documentation, so everything's fine.
Okay, great.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, Accident Review Board.
All right, Clem had a fender bender with from 239 to 238, like 2 o'clock in the morning. He had contacted Beth, probably looking at maybe last year's thing. And Beth, I know she contacted me, I think the next morning. And so at this point, and I texted Clem last couple days ago, we just still need the narrative from him and Rich.
And he sent that to me today, and I forwarded it to Angel to then forward it to all the board members.
Okay. Yeah. So Angel, if you can get that to me, that way I can just sit with or get with Mike and John. And normally Clem is on it, but seeing he's he and Rich are the two involved in it, it then drops down to Mike Boisclair. We'll just do a quick summary, and probably by next board meeting we'll just have a summary of it.
Perfect.
Hopefully by then we'll also have a dollar estimate for repair as well.
Yep.
Thank you. LOSAP Audit Committee, I had nothing for that.
I have a comment.
Okay.
Just, you know, given the fact that the stock market's crashed, everything has gone to hell, just remember that our LOSAP is invested in a guaranteed 3% annuity. So while everybody's losing their shirt in the market, we're still making 3% on our LOSAP investment. Just want to keep that out there for everybody.
Excellent.
We'll take 3%. Definitely.
Yes, we will.
Anything legislative?
By me.
Are you Mike? Nope, I'm not legislating this week.
Yes. Okay, I was going to say you can see pretty much any legislature you want on TV at any given point right now, but it's unfortunate. Consolidation?
Nothing by me.
No, I don't have anything.
I don't really either. The only thing I would throw out is to the chief, just to let us know if you're still happy with how we are with the consolidation, at least from an operational standpoint. And if you have any recommendations or anything that you want to need adjusting, to just let us know.
Will do. Excuse me. Will do. Thank you.
And that would bring up the end of the committee reports. And we'll be moving into old and new business. Before we get out of the committee reports, because I think it sort of fell in there somewhere, but depending on what happens, I believe, and I want to say thank you again to Ross for setting up this teleconference, we may end up doing this again next month. I'm hoping that we don't have to look it out further than that. So that is something that we're already set up for. Is that correct, Ross?
Correct. Again, so long as the pro account that I have for Zoom is an automated payment, I just have to contact them before it renews to change it. The webinar part is not, so I will just have to pay for that again. But again, for the $54 that we're paying, it seemed pretty a pretty inexpensive way to cover all the bases that we're required to cover for the open meeting law.
Absolutely.
What does the webinar part cover, Ross?
The webinar part allows us to have the public essentially listen.
Okay. All right, I got it. That's the public part. Okay. Yep. I really think it'd be a lot more fun if we put all the pictures across the top.
Well, we could do that for next month if you'd like.
Oh, you can do it right now.
Yeah, well, no, that's
that
true.
Depends if I get my hair cut. They got to open up the salons first.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ross. So under old business, old unfinished business, I believe that the one thing that we would want to bring up, because this is of no cost to any of our residents, would be the Class A uniforms for disposal. Would anyone like to make a motion to
dispose? So, Ross would.
They're not ready to be surplus, are they?
Yes, they've.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's not good for anybody. The other part of this is to have the stuff removed, right, Ross?
Correct.
218. And what I would suggest is that we ask Kevin to check with the vendor that Ross mentioned on Pashley, and if we could just make a motion to spend no more than $218 for upgrading the uniforms, that would give him the option that if he found that other lady to be more economical, he could still go ahead and do it. He wouldn't have to wait another month.
Yep, I agree with that.
Okay.
Okay, so hit it both at within, to, so we would need a motion to dispose of the uniforms and also up to $250 to remove the patches from the 10 coats.
Right. Yep. And if he can find somebody that'll do it less, he can still go ahead and do it, and we don't have to put this off for another month. We've been kind of working with this for like 6 months, it seems. So
I believe the removal was stripes, not patches.
I'm sorry, stripes.
Correct. It's just the officer stripes.
Who's responsible for the other things on like shirts and stuff? Are we taking that off too? I would think we should.
These are just the Class A jackets that have officer stripes on the sleeves.
Right.
As soon as we remove those officer stripes, it makes them available to a new firefighter who is not an officer, that if it fits them, they can wear it.
Right, I understand that. But on the things that we're going to surplus that were the shirts and the things like that that have some of the patches on, shouldn't they be taken off before they're surplused?
Yes, once we get approval to surplus them, then we're gonna remove all of the patches, anything that's on them that's a patch.
Oh, okay.
That we can use on other uniforms, correct.
Okay.
Do we need two separate?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was, we need one motion for the Class A uniforms for disposal.
No, not for disposal.
For surplus.
I was just reading I was reading it across it. For surplus.
Yeah. So
I make a motion that we surplus the Class A uniform items.
As indicated by the.
Yes, the chart received.
For disposal.
And Ross will second that.
Beth?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the second part of that is I need a motion for the striping from the jackets.
Class A jackets.
For 10 coats at a cost of no more than $25 per coat to a maximum cost of $250. And if possible, if Vice President Key can find another vendor that is under that $25 per jacket, would be great.
Yeah, I would like him to check that out. If Ross, if you could send him that information.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. That's Kirsch is Lynn Kirsch. So even Jeff actually, they have some of that info. But
okay,
I'll be happy to send that.
Thank you. So moved.
And I'll second that.
Ross.
Yes.
Beth.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Sue. Dave. I'm sorry, Sue. Yeah. Dave.
Yes.
That comes out of 462.
I had that. Oh, what's going on? Somebody was beeping or something. Okay.
That was me. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, no, Jeff, I was gonna be okay, and that comes out of 3410462. I wrote it down already. Oh. Okay. So also because it was brought up last month, but we didn't have the paperwork, I think it falls under old or unfinished business. We have a gentleman by the name of David J. Sauter that had been that the company had.
I'll make a motion to approve David Sauter.
I'll second it.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave? Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Got his microphone off.
No, his microphone's on.
Did he leave?
Hey, Raw.
Yeah.
What's his address?
He's on
17 Brookwood Drive.
No, not Brookwood. He's on Judy, or not Judy. What's the
Woodruff?
Oh no, his computer stopped. Woodruff. Sorry. Okay. He just texted me. Yeah, no. All right.
Discussion's going here.
Yeah, went right to the chief thing, right, Clem?
All right.
Got worried.
Well, Dave is still not there, right?
He's still not. He's probably going to be trying to get back on here.
He's in cell phone land right now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we have four votes to pass it, right? Or is it not proper?
We can. Please let me know you guys got my text. Yep, got it.
Talk among yourselves.
Hopefully he.
Oh.
Let me just, I'm going to actually try calling. Oh.
While we got the downtime waiting for Dave to come on, Angel, would you like me to take that application packet and put it under your door to your office, or do you want me to hold on to it?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do.
It's just, I know you're not physically in the office. I just
want to. Right. I'm sure Jeff could pick it up or something, put it on my desk, but.
Okay.
I have a copy of it, so I've already printed it. You know, I can print it out and have it, so.
John, maybe you can just put it on her desk before you go home tonight, because Jeff has the key to that office. And then it wouldn't be.
I'm in the office. John, if you tell me where it is, I can go get it and get it right now.
It's right in my mailbox in the officer's room.
Okay, you'll I'll go get it right now.
Thank
it's
you.
Face down
Thank
in you, there. Jeff. That way there I know Angel has it and we don't lose it.
Right, and Thanks. We don't have to have it floating around. You know, we yeah. know where it is.
His computer may be doing it. It's going to be a minute.
I'm so Stand glad by. It's not mine.
Me too.
You know you'd have to come up the street and take care of it, Ross.
Yes. Let me just see.
And Chief, I'll shoot you an email about our new member then.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That wasn't me. No. I'm not Chief anymore.
Chief Shimakowski.
Too funny. Actually, I think I can get Dave to call in here.
Be on his phone? Is that the problem?
Yeah. Stand by, folks. He's almost here. Sir, by notes, he has a really slow computer. There he is. All right. Very good. All right. Your audio just hasn't come up yet, Dave, but that may take a second or. There.
Hey, folks, can you hear me?
Yes. Can now.
All right. So what happens when you have a computer that's pretty old. Okay.
All right, we were on that vote. You were the last one.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so that was the old unfinished business.
Just on unfinished business, our training, I didn't call yet. But Mike, did you or Sue, did you guys take the online training for the commissioner training?
I did not. I didn't see any place where you were supposed to get in touch with anybody. All right. And we didn't.
I just got the email yesterday from the woman.
Okay.
that gave me, told me I can't get, just a second. You seem to be taking up the whole screen.
Oh, sorry. Here, here you go.
From Kathy DeLuca. She apologized for the mix-up, and she said, my account has been cleared to do the AFDSNY commissioner training. Please be sure you select the correct course. If you have any questions, that was dated. Actually, it came Thursday, Thursday. I just haven't. I've been too busy making sure that I was the first one to complete my McNeil
harassment training.
my training for and get my certificate so I could probably put it on a wall for the McNeely or whatever it is. Which I passed at 100%, so I am good at it.
Very good.
Oh, we're so proud of you.
So proud.
I knew you guys would be.
Yeah, you need a medal.
There you go.
Okay, so I'll try to follow up tomorrow too to do the commissioner training online.
Who did you call, or who did you get in touch with?
Well, this woman is, I can send this to everybody.
That'd be great.
How about, and so you can have her address and all of that?
Oh, that'd be great.
So I will do that right now, just so you have it. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
EGFD.
Okay. Was there any other unfinished business? Oh, we finished swearing our the new member, correct?
Yes.
Yep. So that was good. So that was what I said yes on at the end there.
Yeah.
When I got back. So then under new business, we have a few different things, and I always like to say ladies first. Beth.
Is this when we can amend the bills to pay for the roof leak that was fixed, Jeffrey?
You just vote to pay that bill individually. It's not amending the abstract. The abstract sits by itself. Okay.
Do we do that now?
Yep. That would be it would be the $600 for Pinnacle out of 3410,400. Correct, Jeff?
Subaccount 401.
401? Okay.
400 parent account. That includes 401, 402, 405, you know.
Okay.
401 is the regular buildings and grounds.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yep.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
On the hometown turf, I recommend to the board that we accept the bid of $1,525. Before I go ahead and commit for him to come over, I'm going to ask him to bring a sampling of the rock. And if it's not something that we like how it looks, we'll come back to you next month. But I would like to have the approval to go ahead because he said he could come over at the beginning of May and get this job done, if that's agreeable with the board.
Okay, by me.
That would be agreeable by me.
Yep.
Was the price that you quoted, Beth, what was that the right price? Was it 1,050?
You have that on the computer, right, Ross?
Yep, I'll pull that up.
Okay, then I don't have to check my phone.
Yep.
I have 1,525.
Yeah.
1,525.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't.
But I'm going to have him bring me I should have done that before. I'm going to have him bring a sample of rock and let's put it down and I'll take a look at what it looks like and send you guys a picture. And if there's any questions or doubt, we'll postpone it another month. If everybody still likes it, then at least we've got this approved. If that's okay, if I can do it that way and we can get this job done.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I trust your judgment.
Okay. Yes,
very much so.
Thank you.
Suzanne, the 1,050 was the mulch, I believe.
Oh, yes, okay. It was.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is it on your screen now?
Yes, it is.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So do I have a second?
Sure, I will.
Okay. So Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
And then finally, I have the scanner.
Jeff, would that be out of 401? I'm sorry.
And that would be out of 401.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
And then the scanner, Chief, was that 500? I don't remember what the price was last meeting.
We could probably not need 350. I don't recall the exact amount.
Okay.
Yeah. Two of them were 750, 384. Hang on a second. It was $376.92 a piece, but that also includes sales tax, which will get refunded.
Okay, I make a motion that we purchase the scanner. And Jeffrey, if you could give me the price again, please.
376.92 is what each one cost when we purchased two.
Okay.
So I assume the price is the same.
376.92, 92 cents.
Have a second?
Second.
Okay. Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Abstain.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
And that's out of?
Radios.
Okay.
That would be 206.
Okay.
I believe that's all that I have.
Okay, Ross.
Let me pull up.
Are we voting on the purchase of the alarm room computer?
Yeah, I'm going to pull that up here. Everybody can see it.
And would that be 461, Jeff?
Correct.
Awesome.
All right. So, Jeff, how do I do it for the 235.42 and then you're going to get the tax back or?
Yeah, the cost is likely going to be the 235.42, and then we will file a refund claim for the sales tax. But again, that's not going to happen until next year.
Okay.
The sales refund claim.
So I guess I'll make a motion for the 235.42 for the alarm room computer.
I'll second that.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, was there, we have a couple other things that we have to purchase that are, we have to approve, which is normal, but was there anything else that I didn't write down, anything that we talked about? I think we're good, correct? So what we need to do is have a motion for resolution to appropriate the end of the year 2019 assigned unappropriated fund balance as follows to go to 3410209 new chief's vehicle, $8,261.43, and to A5095 appropriated fund balance to amend the 2020 budget for the amount encumbered for the 2014 chief's vehicle upfit ordered in 2019. And installed in 2020.
So moved.
Second.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes. And I need a motion for resolution to amend the 2020 budget as follows. Increase 3410209 new chief's vehicle by $937.33 and decrease 3410420 truck repairs and maintenance subaccount 422 truck repairs by $937.33 to provide funding for the additional 2014 chief's vehicle upfit cost.
So moved.
Second.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes. And now I'm going to need a motion to pay the bills. That would be abstract number 4, correct?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Okay.
I had everything on my screen, but when my computer went down, I don't have everything up there. Is there anything I missed there, Treasurer?
No, you've covered everything I need.
Okay. Anyone else?
I think that's all the items that came up.
Okay.
Here. All right.
So then I had a request from Suzanne to go into executive session for, was that personnel?
No, and I would like Clem to stay.
Okay. So how we'll do this, I'm gonna, I'll see if I can shut the meeting down and then keep us all in.
Oh, okay.
So don't do anything with your stuff yet. And let me see if I can do this. So I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Ross?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
And would it be adjourned to for legal and insurance or
personnel?
Personnel.
Personnel. All right. But,
legal personnel.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let me see if I can tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to, let's see if I can end this meeting. And then, do you guys all have your emails open if I were to send you an invite to another meeting or no?
Okay, absolutely.
That now. Can't we just cut the recording out of this one?
We can, but we need to stop broadcasting.
I got you.
Out. So let me, and I think the only way to do that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hit end meeting. And then if we are still here, all here, then we should be good. If we are not all here, I will then send a link again to your emails.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if this works.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Angel.
Angel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And